Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The controversial EU Pay Transparency Directive was due to come into force in June, but it looks like that won't now be met. The new rules force employers to publish salary ranges for advertised jobs, but also bans them from asking candidates what they currently earn. Research from Aon says that only 6% of Irish employers are ready for the new directive at the moment. And Dean Callahan is the head of talent with Aon Ireland. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, remind us of the key tenets of the Pay Transparency Act.
Yes. So at its core, the directive is about closing the gender pay gap through transparency. For workers, in addition to recruitment transparency measures you mentioned, it creates new rights to access pay information so they can see average pay for comparable roles and understand how pay is set and progressed. It also removes pay secrecy clauses. For employers, it means far greater scrutiny and additional work to formalise their pay structures aligned with new rigorous requirements. New processes will need to be put in place to manage and govern these changes. In addition, pay gap reporting also becomes much more detailed. And importantly, if there's a gap over 5% that cannot be objectively explained, employers will be required to fix it. So in summary, the directive provides a once-in-a-generation opportunity for employers to better understand and address the key factors causing pay inequities.
Well, unfortunately, they all sound very interesting, but they won't be ready by June by the sounds of things. Why not?
Yes. So EU countries have had 3 years to implement the directive, and the deadline is the 7th of June. So while Ireland isn't alone in being set to miss the deadline, other countries like Denmark and the Netherlands have already set clear implementation dates for January 2027. Without clarity on implementation timelines for Ireland, we do risk falling behind. The majority of organisations have been waiting for more guidance and clarity from the government on how the new rules will translate into legislation before taking action. And as you mentioned, our research shows that only a fraction of employers feel ready for these changes.
And when do they have to be ready? In other words, let's say this legislation is delayed by 6 or even 12 months. Does that legislation have to be in place by a certain date according to EU law?
So according to EU law, the date is the 7th of June 2026. Now, there are very few countries who are going to be ready for that deadline. So it does look like most countries are going to set a date beyond that time frame, along with Ireland. Mm. But there's no set date beyond that. That's the current deadline.
Do you get a sense that some companies will proceed with most of the Pay Transparency Directive, irrespective of whether the law dictates it?
So what we're seeing is that some companies will go early with recruitment pay transparency obligations, and that's a trend, particularly for multinational companies who are a little bit more prepared for this coming into effect. So that is a definite possibility.
Mm. Is there an advantage for employers by publishing salaries in a transparent way? Because for candidates, it is really frustrating that you see an advert for a job. You might like all of the aspects to it, but you haven't a clue how much it's going to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the current challenge. So for workers, the delay really matters because it keeps pay hidden. Without that transparency, workers can't easily tell whether they're being paid fairly or how their pay compares to others doing similar work. It allows pay gaps to continue for longer than they should. And as you say, it also means job seekers are still having to guess what the pay level may be for roles they're applying to. There are employers who are looking to go early with some of these changes, and absolutely there's a competitive advantage to be gained, particularly for those who move early on the changes compared to their competitors.
Do you think that some candidates will apply to those companies that they might not otherwise have considered if they see clearly what the salary range is?
Absolutely, yeah. So we know workers are crying out for transparency, and employees want to work for employers who are more transparent on pay. So it's definitely an attractive proposition for employers who are publishing salary ranges more proactively.
Now, another tenet of the Pay Transparency Directive is you're not allowed ask. The employer is not allowed ask potential candidates what they're currently on. Does that change the whole dynamic within the interview process?
Absolutely. So it really kind of flips it on its head. So from a recruiter perspective, it really changes their role. The changes are intended to really open up and create transparency in job offers. And really the idea here is to not create further pay inequities through historic pay gaps. So by being upfront about salary ranges, it offers a more open discussion on the pay range available for the role.
Yeah, and women are notoriously slow to ask for pay raises and to ask for more money and even to discuss money. So it should be an advantage for them.
Absolutely. So it certainly levels the playing field across the board. So really, it's an opportunity for employers to create a much more equitable pay landscape and really make advancements on addressing the gender pay gap.
Mm. Could it push up salaries?
That's not a trend we're seeing. So it is a common question, but it's not necessarily going to push up salaries. It's just going to create more transparency on what pay is for given roles.
And small companies, of course, Dean, don't have big HR departments. Is it good for them that this pay directive is delayed, or does it make much difference?
So all of the provisions of the directive apply to all companies. The one exception is the gender pay gap reporting. So that currently sits at for companies with a headcount of 50 or more at the moment. So it does create extra work for smaller organizations. But ultimately, it's a positive step in the right direction in terms of moving the dial on gender pay. Gender pay gaps.
You're in the talent section with Aon. What are you noticing? Have you noticed any impact yet of the arrival of AI?
Yeah, so I mean, look, this is all coming in on the backdrop of AI, of course. So that is influencing things. Really, what we're seeing is that pay transparency is an opportunity to really relook at your workforce, what skills you have in the organization, and prepare for what's coming in AI. So actually, it's happening at a good time. It requires organizations to focus on their job architecture and job structures, really understand what roles they have, what skills they have, and the value they place on those roles, which is equally important, and similar questions we need to think about when we think about the impact of AI on the workforce.
Thanks, Dean. That's Dean Callahan, the head of talent with Aon Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan, and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.